Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we take your sources and give you the essential knowledge, the shortcut to being well-informed.
Today we're looking at something that, you know, affects a lot of people in the Hudson Valley, Westchester, and New York City.
We are. We're talking about those stretches of road, especially around places like Garrison, where serious crashes seem to happen all the time.
And we're really going to dig into why. Our mission today is to look at the unique risks, especially on the Tatahkic State Parkway.
Right, and then what happens after a crash? The legal side of it.
Exactly, and to establish why having a real experienced trial attorney can completely change your ability to recover from something devastating.
Okay, let's unpack this. We've got analysis on road hazards, New York law, what insurance companies do right after a wreck.
And, you know, the core idea here, based on decades of legal experience in this area, is that it's not always just a simple mistake.
You mean it's the road itself?
The road design, absolutely. The environment can literally force human error.
So that's the big question then. If you get hurt on a road like the Tatahkic, what happens next? And how much does an attorney's reputation for actually going to trial? How much does that really change the outcome?
It changes everything.
All right, let's start with the root of the problem itself, the Tatahkic State Parkway. I mean, anyone who's driven it knows it feels like a road from another time.
Because it is, and that's the fascinating part. You have these truly outdated design ideas clashing with modern 70-mile-per-hour traffic.
It was built for much slower cars.
Much slower. So our sources point to these really specific hazards. You have these tight curves, you know, banked for maybe 45 miles an hour.
And then these quick blind hills. You can't see what's over them.
Exactly. So if you're doing 65 or 70, that combination, it requires a correction from the driver that's sometimes physically impossible to make.
And there are almost no shoulders. That's what I always notice.
Right. The reduced recovery space. If you drift just a little bit or if a tire blows,
you have nowhere to go.
Nowhere. You're either in an embankment or you're swerving back into oncoming traffic. It's a recipe for disaster.
Then you add in the weekend traffic, everyone coming up from the city.
You get driver fatigue, you get speed, and then you throw in, you know, bad weather, a little bit of rain, some glare from the sun in the evening.
And the road's design just can't handle it.
It just exponentially increases the danger.
But hold on, isn't speed the real problem here?
Yeah.
I mean, if people just follow the speed limit, wouldn't most of these issues disappear?
That's a fair point, but it really comes down to causation in the eyes of the law. When a road is designed in a way that almost invites speed but can't handle it,
the state could be partially at fault.
They can share responsibility. In New York, we have what's called comparative negligence.
Okay.
So a jury might say you were, say, 10% at fault for speeding, which means you can only recover 90% of your damages. The insurance company will absolutely use that against you.
They'll say you should have known better, even if the road was poorly designed.
Precisely.
Okay.
And that's why these cases are never, ever straightforward. You see different risks everywhere.
Right. Like in New York City, it's not the curves, it's the density.
It's the FDR, the BQE. You have these high-impact rear-end collisions that cause just devastating neck and back injuries.
And then in Westchester, you're back to roads like the Bronx River Parkway or the Hutch.
And it's the same problem as the Tatahkic. Curvy, hilly terrain where 1 second of looking at your phone can be catastrophic.
Which is why the police were so aggressive with enforcement, especially on I-287 and the Tatahkic.
The penalties are severe. It's not just a $600 fine. We're talking 3 to 11 points on your license. And then there's the driver responsibility assessment fee.
Wait, what is that exactly? Is that just another fine?
It's much more serious. It's a non-negotiable fee. You have to pay the DMV if you get 6 or more points in 18 months.
So it's a flag.
It's a major flag. It starts at $300 and goes up. And if you hit 11 points, your license is suspended, period. Go 30 miles over the limit, and you could even face a reckless driving charge, which is a misdemeanor, a crime.
So the stakes are incredibly high.
Mm.
And this complexity is exactly what insurance companies prey on.
Right.
The clock starts ticking against you the moment the crash happens.
Let's talk about that. The immediate aftermath. You're hurt, you're in shock, maybe sitting on the side of the road in Garrison, and your phone is already ringing.
That's the insurance trap.
It is so real. And it's designed to work against your recovery.
And the sources are clear on this? The adjuster calls you incredibly fast. They sound helpful.
They sound like they're on your side. But their only goal is to reduce what the company has to pay out. They'll try to downplay your injuries, rush you into a recorded statement,
which they can use against you later.
Every single time. Or they'll push a fast, low settlement.
And that's critical because, like you said, a lot of these serious injuries, mm-hmm. They don't show up immediately.
That's the thing. A concussion, whiplash, a herniated disc. You might walk away feeling sore, but a month later you find out you need spinal fusion surgery.
And if you took that quick settlement?
You signed away your rights. You can't go back for more, even if you need hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical care.
Okay, so let's walk through the essential steps. Four things anyone in a crash in this area has to do to protect themselves.
Step one, and it's amazing how many people skip this due to adrenaline, get medical care. And then follow up.
Immediately.
Immediately. You have to create that paper trail. If you wait 2 weeks, the insurance company will argue, well, it couldn't have been that bad.
Step two is document everything.
Everything. Photos of the scene, the cars, get witness names, the police report number, and keep a symptom journal.
A symptom journal.
Yes. Write down how you feel every day. I couldn't lift my child today. I couldn't sit at my desk for more than an hour. Those details about loss of enjoyment, that is what a case is built on.
That makes a lot of sense.
Step three, resist that pressure for a quick settlement. A few thousand dollars today could cost you hundreds of thousands tomorrow.
The insurance company knows what the real costs are.
They know exactly what spinal surgery costs. They're just betting you don't.
And the final step, number four.
Speak with a seasoned trial lawyer immediately. The sources couldn't be clearer on this. Insurance companies negotiate completely differently when they know the lawyer on the other side isn't afraid to go to a jury.
That readiness for trial is the leverage.
It's the ultimate leverage.
And that leads us right to the kind of attorney you need for these high-stakes cases.
Mm.
We're talking about Norman Gershon.
Right. And his professional reputation. I mean, it's really the key thing we pulled from the sources.
He's known as the lawyer. Other attorneys call to try their toughest cases.
Think about that. When other law firms have a case that's too complex or the injuries are too severe, they bring him in to take it to trial.
You don't build that reputation by settling cheap.
No, you build it over 35 years of winning, securing tens of millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements across New York City, Westchester, all the surrounding counties.
And that reputation, that willingness to go to court, it creates that leverage you were talking about.
Immense leverage, especially when the insurance company tries to argue about who is at fault or when they just stall, hoping you'll get desperate and give up.
And his firm handles the full range of accidents we see in this region. Car, bus, truck, motorcycle.
Pedestrian accidents, for sure. But also really complex cases like medical malpractice or construction site accidents and wrongful death claims. The focus is always on securing the maximum compensation for a serious, life-altering injury.
The promise is pretty simple, then.
It is. It's a relentless determination to win, to protect the client's rights and get them the compensation they truly deserve.
Okay, let's talk about the proof. Because results.
Yeah.
Results are what matter. When you're dealing with these kinds of injuries, you need to know what's possible.
Right. We're talking about financial needs that can last a lifetime. Take the Betancourt v. NYCTA case.
This was in the Bronx.
In the Bronx. A passenger in a car that collided with a city bus. The injuries were severe spinal fractures that required fusion surgery.
So a permanent life-changing injury.
Absolutely. And because the firm was ready to take that case all the way, the result was a $16.5 million verdict.
$16.5 million.
From a Bronx jury.
That's an astonishing number, and it really shows what the actual lifetime costs of an injury like that are.
It does, but it's not a one-off. In King's Supreme Court, there was a $5.4 million verdict in Mungo v. Treviso, another car accident that led to cervical and lumbar fusions.
And what about closer to home for our listeners in Westchester?
That's the Yurkovich v. Sapin case, an intersection crash right in Westchester that resulted in cervical disc herniations and fusion. The verdict in Westchester Supreme Court was $2.5 million.
So the proof is there. A demonstrated ability to win maximum value verdicts in the very courts that surround the Taconic. These aren't just small settlements.
No. These are outcomes that provide real financial security when someone's life has been turned upside down. Maybe they can't work again or they need care for the rest of their life.
But there's another side to this, right? The human element. The client experienced during what is probably the worst time of their life.
And that's what really stands out in the testimonials. It's not just about being a tough lawyer. It's about being a compassionate guide.
Looking at one here from Michael Benowich, he says, call Norman Gershon if you want the best result. Smart, experienced, compassionate, tough.
That's the combination you need. And Nancy Joyce said something similar after her accident. She said, "Norman worked his magic and got me a bigger settlement than I expected. He is a kind, caring, compassionate lawyer."
So he balances that toughness against the insurance company with real kindness for the client.
Exactly. And clients talk about his presence in the courtroom. Lance from New York mentioned he was thorough, well-prepared, and his courtroom demeanor was very professional.
But my favorite is from Elle Miller in New York City. She was at her own trial.
Oh, this one's great.
She said, "During the trial, I was amazed. I felt like I was watching Law & Order. His line of questioning flowed so seamlessly, and no matter what answers he got, he adjusted and came right back."
I mean, that speaks volumes. That's not a script. That's true trial mastery. It's instinct. It's experience. He makes it look easy because he's done it for 35 years.
And he keeps his clients informed. They understand their case. They feel confident.
That's the key. And we have to mention the financial part again. You only pay if you win. The firm's interests are 100% aligned with the client's.
So let's wrap this up. What we've deep dived into today is that roads like the Taconic, they're high risk. And the road itself is often part of the problem.
Right. And after a crash happens, you have to be so careful. Documentation, medical care, because the insurance companies move fast to protect their own bottom line.
And the choice of your attorney is probably the single biggest factor in the outcome.
Without a doubt.
So if you were hurt in a crash near Garrison, on the Taconic, or anywhere in Westchester or New York City, don't just assume it was a simple accident.
And then do not accept a lowball offer. Get informed guidance to protect your claim for your medical bills, your lost wages, and your pain and suffering.
Norman Gershens is the lawyer. Other attorneys call for their toughest cases. He's the lawyer insurance companies know and fear.
He's the advocate you want on your side.
To discuss your situation, call the law offices of Norman Gershon today. The number is 914-485-1444.
That's 914-485-1444, with offices in White Plains and North Salem serving the entire region.
Okay, so here's our final provocative thought for you to chew on.
Given everything we've talked about, the complexities of New York law, the tactics of insurance companies, how many serious, truly life-changing cases settle for just a fraction of what they're worth?
And why?
Simply because the insurance company didn't believe the attorney on the other side was actually ready or able to go the distance and win that case in front of a jury.
Think about the power of being prepared. We'll see you on the next deep dive.